Welcome to today's edition of the V Word. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So this month, I'm going to be talking about how to create a trauma-informed services. And today, we're going to start with how to provide survivors with information about the traumatic effects of abuse. If you don't know what a trauma-informed approach is by now, it means attending to a survivor's emotional as well as physical safety. Approaching them from a trauma-informed response is incorporating five core components into your response, whether you're a loved one, an agency, or a responder. These five core elements include providing survivors with information about the traumatic effects of abuse, adapting programs and services to meet survivors' trauma and mental health-related needs, creating opportunities for survivors to discuss their responses to trauma, and offering resources and referrals to survivors. Also, reflecting on our own and our program's practices. How can your programs provide survivors with destigmatizing information about the traumatic effects of abuse? Discuss the link between lifetime trauma, domestic violence, and mental health. Discuss some of the common emotional or mental health aspects of domestic violence and the ways that these responses can interfere with accessing safety, processing information, or remembering details. Discuss the ways that trauma can disrupt our ability to trust and to manage feelings and can affect the ways we feel about other people, ourselves, or the world. Discuss the things that abusers may do to gaslight their partners. Discuss the way that abusers use mental health issues to control their partners. Stay tuned next week as we talk about how to adapt programs and services to meet survivors' trauma and mental health-related needs. Stay tuned to receive some information on how to get help. Need help? If you've been assaulted or if a loved one has been assaulted or someone you know, you can get help. If you're not sure what to do, you can call the Virginia Family Violence and Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-838-8238. A live person will answer your questions and link you to the closest sexual assault or domestic violence shelter in your area and help you get connected to services on your college campus as well. The V-Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It can also be heard streamed at WRIR.org. If you'd like more information or hear the transcripts of this show or past shows, you can log on to thevword.org and read our blog. Have a story you want to share? Have a question you want to ask? Email me at thevword.radio@gmail.com or follow us on our Twitter account at Prevent Violence. You can also find our Facebook page, The V Word Radio Show. This show is produced by Carol Olson,